Dave Chappelle calls Trump racist, hilarious son of a BTCH in SNL monologue. By Alana Mastrangelo on November 8, 2020. Comedian Dave Chappelle delivered a politically charged opening monologue on Saturday Night Live, calling President Donald Trump a racist, hilarious son of a bitch, touching on the coronavirus, the presidential election, and race in America. "I know a lot of people don't like him, but I thought the guy was at least an optimist. I am not as optimistic as he was. I look at it like, there's bad people on both sides," said Chappelle on SNL. Called the coronavirus the Kung Flu. "I said, you racist, hilarious son of a bitch. I'm supposed to say that, not you. It's wrong when you say it. Watch below." Trump getting the coronavirus was like Freddie Mercury getting AIDS. Nobody was like, "Well, how did he get it?" Chappelle joked, referring to the late British lead singer of the band Queen. Chappelle, still riffing on coronavirus, targeted poor white people who don't like wearing masks, saying, "What is the problem? You wear a mask at the Klan rally, wear it at the Walmart too. Wear your Klan hood at Walmart so we can all feel safe." In September, the Chappelle Show star blasted critics after winning an Emmy Award for Best Variety Special on Netflix, telling them to shut the fuck up, forever. "Boy, this comes as a complete surprise," said Chappelle during his acceptance speech. "I mean, I read all the reviews and they said so many terrible things. They were embarrassed for me, I had lost my way. It wasn't even worth watching. I hope all you critics learn from this. This is a teachable moment. Shut the fuck up, forever." Last year, Chappelle defended freedom of speech, stating that the First Amendment is first for a reason. The First Amendment is first for a reason. The Second Amendment is just in case the first one doesn't work out, said Chappelle while accepting the prestigious Mark Twain Prize for American Humor, honoring achievements in the field of comedy. "The country's getting a little tight. It doesn't feel like it's ever felt in my lifetime," he added. Chappelle ended his monologue on a serious, urging the audience that supports Joe Biden to be humble winners and that half the country is feeling like they've lost. You can follow Alana Mastrangelo on Facebook and Twitter at @armastrangelo, on Parler at @alana, and on Instagram.